First Samuel chapter 17, verses 34 through 37. First Samuel chapter 17. How to catch a lion by the beard. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this young man, David. Just a teenage shepherd boy, but someone who was not afraid of fierce beasts because he trusted in you. Lord, if any of us have fierce beasts in our lives today, may we learn from David how to trust in you. Help us in this study, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first glimpse we have in David's life really comes from this event that David explains to King Saul. Actually, this is a time when he is going to be facing the giant Goliath, but he reflects upon something that happened earlier in his young life. A lion took a lamb out of the flock. David chased after the lion and actually smote the lion, he says. Could have been with a stone from his sling, but the blow only stunned the lion, causing him to drop to the ground, allowing David to release the lamb from the lion's mouth while the lion lay stunned. The lamb, no doubt, had puncture wounds from the lion's teeth, and it surely must have been shaking with fright from the experience. So David immediately began administering comfort and treatment to the lamb. As David is doing so, the lion recovers and rose up and charged David. The lion grabbed David with his paw. David reacted by catching the lion by his beard. Now, the lion's beard is only about an inch below his lower lip. This means that David had to put his hand that near the lion's mouth. David's reach for the beard was no more than an arm's length away, and his hand could have easily gone straight into the lion's mouth. In this precarious moment, as David is holding on to the lion's beard, David once again hits the lion with such force that the lion dies. How could the shepherd boy, David, as a lad too young to be in the army, not yet 20 years old, how could he have the courage and the strength to catch a lion by his beard and kill him? What can we learn from the event in David's life about facing intimidating circumstances in our own lives? David understood the lion because he possessed the heart of a lion. Over in 2 Samuel chapter 15, 2 Samuel chapter 15, Absalom had seized the throne from his father, verses 1 through 18 in 2 Samuel 15. So David asked a servant of his by the name of Hushai to return to Jerusalem and serve Absalom as a spy. Hushai did as David asked and did that in verses 31 through 37. Absalom was at first suspicious, but was persuaded by Hushai to accept his counsel, verses 16 through 19. In the ensuing days, Ahithophel requested an army of 12,000 men to march on David, Ahithophel being, of course, one of Absalom's advisors and loyal to Absalom. He wanted to catch David in the moment of his weakness and kill him. And Absalom liked the idea very much. This is in chapter 17, 2 Samuel 17, verses 1 through 4. But Hushai offered a different plan. Remember, Hushai is a spy. As Hushai described the situation, he also gave an estimation of the man David. Notice in 2 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 10. And he also that is valiant, referring to David, whose heart is as the heart of a lion. Some years later, perhaps as a reflection of Hushai's words, Solomon would write, Proverbs 28, verse 1, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Hushai knew that David possessed the boldness of a lion, but he stealthily suggested to Absalom that David's heart would be weakened if he was faced with an overwhelming force. Of course, Hushai knew that David would never do that because he did have the heart of a lion. He had always possessed, even from his youth, a bold characteristic similar to the king of beasts. David was able to face the lion as a young shepherd because his heart was equal to the lions. Job chapter 10 and verse 16. Job accused his friends of hunting him as a fierce lion. He said, for it increaseth, thou huntest me as a fierce lion. Lions are fierce. In Job 4, verse 10, Eliphaz said that a lion had a fierce voice, the roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion. If you've ever heard, how many of you have ever heard, actually, a lion roar? A lion's roar can reach 114 decibels. Alarm clocks are at 80 decibels. Lawnmowers, 90 decibels. Standing 3 feet away from a chainsaw, your ears will cringe at 110 decibels. A lion's roar is louder than that. A lion's roar is terrifying because it is loud and piercing and exudes power and fierceness. In other words, potential of being very close to a lion is scary. A lion is strong. In Judges chapter 14, Samson had given a riddle to the Philistines. Perhaps you'll remember. He said, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. The answer came a little later, what is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion? How strong is a lion? A lion is able to strike such a powerful blow with its paw that it can break a zebra's back. David testified that God had delivered him out of the paw of the lion. A lion's paw measures approximately 5 inches by 7 inches. And the claws 1.5 inches. So extend 1.5 inches beyond this. You can see how a lion could grab a hold of a man's head very easily. Joel 1:6 refers to the teeth of a lion and the cheek teeth of a great lion. The lion's canine teeth can reach a length of 3 inches, are spaced such that they can slip between the cervical vertebrae of their prey and sever the spinal cord. The cheek teeth work like a pair of scissors for cutting pieces of meat. The jaw is not capable of moving side to side. That makes it even stronger in its grip and makes it able to keep its prey in its mouth and use its mouth to cut and saw. A lion's jaws are capable of exerting 900 pounds of pressure per square inch. Over 3 times the bite force of an American pit bull, twice as strong as the biting force of a wolf. Anyone caught in the grip of a lion will face certain death. And yet David never hesitated to take on the lion single-handedly. In fact, David says God delivered him out of the paw of the lion. Apparently, the lion had grabbed hold of David with its paw. The Bible thoroughly describes the hunt of the lion by combining numerous scriptures. I won't give you all of the references, but we find in the Bible that the lion has an appetite, is greedy of prey. It lurks in secret places and lies in wait secretly. Then comes the hunt of a fierce lion. By the way, a lion can run about 40 miles an hour for short distances. That's pretty fast. A man can only run at best a little over 20 miles an hour. When the lion lays hold of its prey, it lays out a fierce roar. It may carry away its prey where it can eat it in safety. The lion kills its prey by strangling it and tears it in pieces. The lion easily breaks the bones of its prey and devours it hungrily. All of that in the Bible. The lion is sometimes an illustration of the enemy. For example, in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. How do we stand up against such force? How can we not be afraid of such power? How can we ever have the courage of David to catch a lion by the beard? David did not fear the lion. He chased the lion in spite of the fierceness of the beast. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 34, David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went after him. Would you do that? Knowing what you know about a lion now, or all of its capabilities, its strength and its fierceness. We know that he's talking about the lion because the bear does not have a beard. And also in chapter 17 and verse 36, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. He puts the lion first, indicating to us that in verse 35, he's talking about the lion. I went out after him and smote him and delivered the lamb out of his mouth. The lion was obviously hungry. It had a lamb in its mouth. That's why the lion took the lamb out of the flock. The lion is hungry. And when he is hungry, he will stand against anything that tries to take his prey from him. I like to watch some of those African animal videos on TV, some of the wild channel or whatever it's called. It's a little gory because you see the animals like the lions chasing down their prey and devouring them. But sometimes other animals like hyenas or wild dogs will come after the prey that the lion has already captured. And the lion becomes really fierce when anybody tries to take its prey from it. This didn't stop David. David pursued the lion in spite of the potential danger. Why wasn't David afraid? Because he knew something about God. And that is, God is not afraid of anything. Do you get that? God is not afraid of anything. And so David says in Psalm 27 in verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Over in the New Testament, we are told that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And as a young teenage shepherd boy, David had already realized that. So what was David able to do in the strength of the Lord? Verse 35 of 1 Samuel 17, "I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear." Verse 37, David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." The lion comes into David's flock and grabs a lamb with its teeth. David went out after the lion and he smote, he hit. How? I don't know how close, what he hit it. Maybe he uses his sling. He's a pretty good shot. We know that he hit Goliath right square in the forehead. Perhaps he hit the lion in the forehead. The lion is not dead. When David smote the lion was merely stunned sufficiently that David could remove the lamb from the lion's mouth. But then the lion revived. And David found himself up close and personal with the lion, so close, in fact, that the lion's face was only an arm's length away. That seems pretty close. Rather than flinch, he didn't cower. He didn't run. He didn't try to escape in any way. The lion simply reaches out and catches David with his paw. 1.5-inch claws clinging to David's flesh. Yes, he was probably injured by that, at least with deep scratches. Remember how big the lion's teeth are, and remember how forceful the lion's bite is. Yet David had the tenacity to take hold of the hairs of the lion's chin just an inch from its mouth. Then David struck the lion with a mighty blow, with what we are not told, but with such force. This time, the lion died. Would you go over to Psalm 17? Psalm 17, verse 1, David cried out to God, "Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry." Then in verses 2 through 4, he pleads the integrity of his heart. He says in verse 3, "Thou hast proved my heart." God had looked into David's heart. He tells Samuel, the prophet, that he had found someone other than Saul who had a better heart. We're told in the New Testament that God described David as a man after his own heart. David says, I knew that God had proved my heart. In verses 5 through 8, on that basis, David asks God for some assistance. Verse 5, he says, "Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them that put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them like a lion. Keep me as the apple of thine eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings." In verses 9 through 12, he tells God about the enemy against whom he needs this divine assistance. Verse 9, "From the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat, with their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth, like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places." David reflects later in life on this incident, and he relates the attack of the lion with the attack of other enemies. Tells us it's appropriate for us to make the application in our own lives. In verses 13 and 14, David calls on God to strike a blow against these so-called lions who threaten him. And in verse 15, he expresses that he has no doubt in God's ability to deliver him. Verse 15, "As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I will be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness." If we're going to have the courage to stand against all intimidators with fearless confidence, if we're going to be able to catch a lion by the beard and strike a knockout blow, this is what we must do. We must acknowledge the presence of the Almighty God in our lives. We must ask for his assistance as we come before him with a proven heart. We must recognize that God is the one who can actually deliver us from the clutch of our enemy's paws. And we must not waver in our confidence that God will give us success in the end. So, some years ago, there was a headline in a newspaper that read, "Missionaries may have to subdue their expressions of faith in some countries." The suggestion in the article was that it was becoming too dangerous in some places for missionaries to openly declare their faith, especially in an attempt to evangelize local residents. I suggest to you that this is an example of how lions lurk all about us in our present day and have the potential of intimidating us. There are lions that would devour our message of the gospel so that it cannot be heard by those who need to hear it. There are lions that would devour our testimony so that we would lose our credibility and no one would listen to our proclamation of the gospel. There are lions that would devour our time and make us too busy to serve the Lord. There are lions that would devour our resources, our physical energy, our thoughts, or anything we might use in bearing a testimony for the gospel of Christ. But against all of these lions, we can stand fast and strong. David's point that he made to King Saul in telling him about the lion was this: the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. If God can do that, God can do this. You see, behind the lion, waiting to attack us, after the lion is finished with us, are the giants of this world, like Goliath, who would slay us or enslave us to their worldly will. But David had no fear of lions or of bears or even of giants, because he knew that the power of God was greater than all of them. And he knew that God comes to the rescue of those who love him with all their heart and mind and soul and strength. What lions lurk in your life? What giants are ready to attack? If you're not afraid, but stand strong in the Lord, you too can catch the lion by the beard and strike a mighty blow and win against the mightiest foe. Be strong and have courage. The Lord is on our side. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this testimony in David's life. What courage he was able to have. Not because he was confident in himself, but he was confident in you. Grant to us that we may all have confidence in you and face the lions of our lives with courage and trust in you. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.